Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
And when the heart is all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him. She does the best that she can.
Wish I could play the whole song,
but
I know I can't. It's over there. The song of the day is again Good Hearted Woman by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings from 1972. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You go first.
Say the year one more time.
1972.
Can you imagine 72 and you have the radio on and that's playing?
I can imagine because we did it.
Yeah, that's what's nice about it.
Bill, you see, here's what we are. The one thing I want to say, Jake, I hope Jake understands. When I like kind of make fun of new country, that's why, right there.
Just that right there.
That's it. That's weirdly good. Go ahead, Bill.
Just imagine being like that, just being in Nashville right now. And just, no matter what, it's good. How about what those guys did in 72?
The live version, incredible.
The live version is the best. The crowd, mm-hmm. It's a 10.
Yeah.
It's a 10.
You guys are very happy during that song.
I mean,
Bill, this is a tough day.
Yeah.
It's sort of a tough day. I regard this with a tinge of sadness. Because I don't know if Jake can do better than this.
Ever. No, it is.
I peaked.
I
peaked today.
Steve, you nailed it.
He hit us.
We didn't see it coming. A Wednesday, all of a sudden, we're jacking around talking to Farley and stuff. I just get my headsets on, and all of a sudden it's like, and he had it queued up so perfectly. He'll never match this, and that's sad.
It's kind of sad.
He had it though.
The good thing is Jake recognized the song.
Yeah,
you found it.
It's a good song, absolutely.
But just remember, I'll remember it. It'll be Wednesday, April 2nd.
Okay.
And we'll remember this day forever.
He might have maxed out.
The Jake hit. But you know what? It's also nice to know that you hit the perfect one.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that you did that. It's like the perfect game and all that stuff. It's possible to do it. Jake did it. It's a 10.
Oh, we would, if we in 20 years got together and looked back on the show and Jake never played that song, we'd say, God, he never played Good Hearted Woman.
Best song there was.
Never played, but he did. He did today.
He did it.
And it is a 10.
Whoa, 2 tens.
Yes.
It's a 10. That song.
You guys are very happy.
Me and Bill, that was just right during our time. I mean, I think of all the different dudes. It was, when I think about Bill, I think about the cool grown-ups in my life.
Like, listen to that.
Yeah, that listened to it. Jerry Duren at Wagner's Lake would have that blare, and he's a dude. He was a garbage man. He was a tough dude.
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Smoking
that song would come on, you just felt like everything was perfect.
Everything in the world was just, I mean, just listen to the words. Good hearted woman.
Yeah.
In love with a good
time. Willie!
That's when you have to have the live version too. The live version was great.
Yeah, and then we started off like that when I looked over Steve and said, hey, you be Willie. Yeah. He wasn't like, what do you mean?
No.
He knew exactly.
he knew exactly
what I meant. It wasn't like, what do you mean be Willie?
It's no,
you're like, I got it. I know.
Those guys are crazy talent.
You want to guess Ellie's score?
Yeah, I'm going to say Ellie's going to be a 6-4 and Dad's a 9-2.
Okay. 9-6-2 for
8.2 Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
9.62 for Derek.
Whoa, Derek gave a 9-6-2.
Derek's cool. I'm telling you right now, read a bad score and I'll lose my mind.
Okay, here's the scores. We'll go to YouTube first. Robert says this is a 10 every day. Genghis, 12, better times.
Genghis, the corn.
Troy, Better Times, 9.2. Black Shirts Media, 7.99. Chris P, 9.1. Albert, 10. Evan, 8.9. That's just YouTube. High the scores tube. There. Now we go to the text line real quick. We got Brett and Bertrand, a 6. East Lincoln West, 9. Sandmaster, 8.1. Hua Clever,
Bird.
9.
9.
9 from Bird.
Katrinka made
Bird's
fun of
going
us.
9.
Katrinka made fun of that Bird thing. I'm like, Katrinka, that's a show staple.
It's a show
staple. Never stopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Katrinka, come on. Yeah. God bless you.
Bill and Bennett, 9.8. See, Triple H's dad, a 9. Scott from Bancroft, 10 plus, plus, plus. Yes. Goosebumps, he says.
It is the bumps.
Oh, goosebumps.
It's the bumps. Yeah.
Gavin and Pender, 10. Sanderson, 10, and that's it. He said, that's all you can give it is a 10.
Yep. Sandy. Sandy's
great. Vernon Dakin, 8.4. Kip, 9.97. Here's what I'm noticing. We have people on the text line that don't love country all the time. I haven't seen any low scores yet. This is like one where, hey, you might not like country, but everyone likes this song.
It's a standard song.
Magic. We haven't seen Magic for a while.
Magic.
7.6 for Magic.
Hi, Magic. Hello.
Houston, 6. Lyle in Omaha, 9.6. Mike and Dalton, 9.75. Gator, 1.3.
For good.
Wait, Bill, that's, Bill, restrain yourself.
I think that he's just messing with us. It's not even a real score. It's April 2nd, Fool's Day. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
It's an extension. Yeah.
It's extension. Thank
it's like
you.
Tax season.
Thanks,
you
know, Gator.
Extension here.
Gator, you're hilarious.
We know you're not real.
He's not real. Ha ha. Fake news.
Yeah, you got us.
Yeah, you got us. Yeah.
Deb says, not bad. It's an 8.
Okay, Deb.
Bug Eater, 9.
Did the household
Wisconsin.
Come in?
I did see the household.
Uh-oh.
I was scared to read the household.
It's okay.
We can the scores it. Aren't bad. And they give me a comment. It says, Jennifer, 8.5, Hubby, 7. So not bad. They said, we aren't country people, but still great job on the song, Jake.
Oh, man.
Still pretty good scores.
Oh, God.
8.5 and a 7.
Yes.
And Bubba, 5. That's your ratings for Song of the Day, which is Good Hearted Woman by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson from 1972.
I don't know when I've been this happy. It's hard to remember. Jake hit us. I just got the headsets barely on.
Brad, our friend from Baldwin Shop, said that had 8-track cassette written all over it.
Yes. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It 100%
yes.
does.
Well,
and I will tell you this. As far as the live version thing, I don't know that I've heard it not live. They played the live version on radio.
Yeah, that's what you heard. Right. That version is what that's the one version that I know.
Right, me too.
They should keep it that way. Like they have to, basically.
Jake. Also, that song also went across, like I said, growing up, that wasn't a lot of, it was more rock and roll.
Kind of.
But everyone had that 8-track and listened to that country.
Good Hearted Woman.
Yeah, there is nobody that's like going, oh, don't play that. That's,
you know, another song in that genre was Luckenbach, Texas. Yeah. Let's go. That wasn't as good as that, but it wasn't as good as Good Hearted Woman, but it was really good.
Really good.
Hey, Jake, how did you find, like, what
did
you
How did I find it? I know the song. I decided to play it today.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Sometimes there's not always a
He hit us on a Wednesday, April 2nd. The date we'll remember forever. I'm getting a t-shirt made.
Phil from Ruhlman's gives it a 10, by the way.
Yeah. Phil Ruhlman.
10. You know Phil.
Yeah.
We know we like that song.
Yeah, right away.
Right.
Phil, you ever heard Good Hearted Woman? Of course.
I saw it live. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Phil was probably playing background. There was also,
Phil's a musician.
Yeah. Yes, he probably played in his band.
There was a steel guitar and a harmonica. Steel guitar and harmonica in that song.
I'm sorry to the listeners if we're going overboard, but this is pretty emotional.
It is pretty emotional. I wouldn't mind right now maybe just
shutting it down.
Just shutting it down. Show will
too bad.
Catch up to you tomorrow. Schaefer will be here tomorrow.
I'll see you Thursday.
You'll love it.
Well,
you'll love it.
We're crashing out.
Yeah. We can't do that, unfortunately, because right now it's time for the mailbag. Ready for that?
The bag!
I think it was that.
The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't want to hear those words. No. They won't happen if you can talk to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of Nebraska. 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Check it out, AppliedConnective.com, for a free consultation today. All right.
Will said he got a ton of messages yesterday for people trying to April Fool's him. Yeah, didn't happen.
Don't think so.
Not with Applied Connect. Ran it. Really? Oh yeah, they got a bunch of hey, check this out, and they kind of just kind of chuckled. That's funny.
Let's go first to John. Says good morning. I'm older than all you guys are. I'm 67 years old. I remember my folks getting me a new pair of sneakers every summer.
Yeah.
I used to always get a pair of Red Ball Jets or PF Flyers. They still make both of those shoes. Did you guys have a favorite pair of sneakers that you would get every year?
I did. Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to think on that. I didn't have like a favorite, like an exact pair. You got the new ones all the time. You had that. And so, yeah, different ones. There wasn't an exact pair. My favorite pair of shoes that I've ever got was the Converse All-Stars. Like that. That was my favorite pair of shoes.
Okay,
I ever
now
got.
Which ones though?
What's that? Well, I had both. I had the old school canvas, then they went to leather.
Then they went to the Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Well, they're Magic Johnson's, but they both.
They went to the Larry Bird ones.
They went to Magic Johnson ones. Remember when they got out? They got out of the limos. They had that was the commercial. It was incredible. The two of them matched up.
Yeah,
but so when that went, the Converse would have been it. The Converse was Chuck Taylor's.
This is sort of interesting. Yes,
Chuck Taylor's were the Converse, and then you moved into the All-Stars, which were the leather ones, which was like a wow.
This is sort of not terribly interesting. You have to be older to understand it. See, we, again, parallel lives. I went away from that to the, remember when the Adidas came out with the real fancy red, white, and blue?
Blue, the blue top, yeah.
With the blue, God, yeah. Bill,
the stripes
lives.
Were red.
It was a big deal.
Big deal.
And I went to the Adidas.
It's just nice. Yeah. Those are nice.
My dad, here's, I'm just real quick. My dad,
yeah, good.
I just got creamed one time. My dad, I don't know how I came upon it. It was Tweet Sporting Goods, and my dad had a charge account there. And I just saw it as, oh, these are free shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I charged up like $700 of stuff.
Yeah.
And one day, it all came to the head. We got my mom brought it up at the dinner table. Hey, we got a bill from Tweet Sporting Goods. It's $700. What? What is this?
What happened?
I was like, well, I got a bunch of shoes now. It was a bad deal.
Bad
it was
dinner.
Not a good dinner. Bad dinner. Bad dinner.
I didn't really care about shoes growing up. I just took whatever I could get.
Okay. Well, you had a tough life. Like Javon Wright.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. This is a comment, a joke, and a question. This is from Kip.
Okay.
Kipper says, a dad joke for Sip because he has a good sense of humor and a definitive way of saying people's names. What does 007's doorbell sound like? Dong. Ding dong. Bond. James Bond. I don't know.
Funny.
Dong. Ding dong. Dong.
Ding dong. Bond. James Bond.
Also, yes, which James Bond actor is your favorite?
Guys, go ahead.
We got a list. Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Pierce is probably
I thought he was the coolest of all.
The newest one was Daniel Craig. He was pretty good that role, too.
He was very good. He was really good.
Don't have a favorite. Move on.
Pierce.
Okay, I'll go with Pierce Brosnan.
That's fine. And last one here.
That's a good one.
This is from Michael. It says, Aloha.
808.
The Masters are coming up. Do you think you could win the Masters if every other golfer hits from the tee, but you got to start each hole on the green at the point furthest away from the pin? Cheers, Michael. You're putting the whole time. They're playing the whole course, and you're just putting your first shot from the farthest point in the green.
I think I could, but
you're good with the putt.
No, but I think it's probably going to extra holes. I mean, it's
going to
be, yeah.
It's going to the
playoff.
This question's for Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Jake could easily do
it. Well, the thing is, you're going to have major issues for a while. Those greens are so fast.
Yeah, right.
So you might be in a part of the green where there's just no chance of keeping on the green.
Right.
And then you got to make sure, can I chip? Did my ball somehow go down into the creek? Because there's very short-cut grass there.
At some point in time, you would putt off the green.
There's a chance that you would be putting from the green and would have to take a penalty stroke and chip because you went off the green into a creek or a pond.
Yeah.
It's that fast there.
I don't think I could beat a good
or player. Chip from a bunker possibly because it could only go to a bunker.
Yeah,
I'm saying
it's
yes, I could win, but
some reason I think I'm right in there to the end, but I don't know. Yeah,
it's a really good question, Michael. Yeah. No, my answer is no. I couldn't win. It'd be horrifying. Unless you got to. What if they give you a month to prepare? You could go out there every day for a month.
I would say this: if they just
day of,
no.
No chance.
No shot.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden, if I hadn't been on like the eighth green, and I've never been on it before, and okay, I'm putting the ball over here. There's a, like you said, there's a chance I hit it, and I have no idea where.
You might go 10.
Yeah, you might could get a 10 from on the green.
On the green, yeah.
Hey, by the way, if Bill takes Pierce Brosnan, I take Daniel Craig. You can take Sean Connery for James Bond if you want.
Who else is there?
I think that's really it, right?
Is that it?
Who else would there be besides those three? Genga says, I live close to Luckenbach, Texas. It's a great ride on a Sunday.
Wow,
you should
really?
You should go down sometime, he says.
He's really?
He lives close. He's in Hondo, Texas, which Hondo. I guess is by Luckenbach.
Who's this?
Genghis Korn on YouTube.
The Korn.
Wow, Genghis lives close to Luckenbach. You know that song, right? Yeah.
Who doesn't know the song?
Stop.
It's a stupid question for Bill. Really bad. My bad.
That is our mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com today for a free consultation. When we come back, we got basketball tonight, and there was a new hire in the Big Ten we've not discussed yet. Maryland's got a basketball coach. Yeah. Who could that be? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.